From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. Activist groups opposed to President Trump's declaration of an emergency at the U.S. southern border demonstrated Monday night at the Collier County Government Complex. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo reports.
My sign says, egomaniac emergency.
Deborah Cribbs is holding a sign while sitting in a lawn chair on the corner of U.S. 41 and Airport Pulling Road in Naples.
I've come to every rally that we've had, and protest fatigue is setting in, but I feel we have to still make sure that we're seen.
About two dozen people, also holding signs, are gathered with Cribbs on the same corner. They recite chants at the top of their lungs and encourage passing cars to honk in support of their cause.
We're protesting Trump's state of emergency, his declaration for the wall that he wants to build.
Sarah Berry has been attending protests since President Trump took office. On this day, she brought her 7-year-old son with her for the first time.
So I'm kind of trying to show him having a voice and being able to say what you think and speaking out against what we think is not fair is really important.
Plans for the protests were born just 2 days before it took place. Groups like Indivisible Collier and Democracy for America were able to spread the word on social media. Cynthia Odierna from the organization Southwest Florida Justice for All says it is important for people to demonstrate.
Really more important than anything is that we have to let our elected officials know that this power grab is not acceptable under any circumstances.
The protests continued until 6:30 p.m. Organizers embrace before walking to their cars. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Naples.